and Milwaukee. When you need wisdom and advice, seek out a guru. When you need wisdom and advice about remodeling and design, lock on and listen right now to Nick the Construction Guru. Here is award-winning remodeling expert Nick Kersner.
News Talk 1130 WISN. Good morning, Wisconsin. Nick Kersner, a.k.a. the Construction Guru. I'm thinking now, going back a few, I guess it's been a few years, about the movie Cool Hand Luke, when the new guys are coming in. And I think it was, who's the guy that plays George Kennedy? And he says, cold drink for how many new meats are coming in. We got some new meat in here today, David Kelly.
We do.
Let's talk a little bit. You are with Dimension Design Build Remodel. You and I have been in the same room, as you said before we get in here,
yes,
many
sir.
Times at
yep,
Mary.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you're a little bit more of an imposing character than I am, though. You really stand out. I just kind of blend in a little bit more.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I think that, you know, those Mary meetings, it seems like there's an agenda we got to keep rolling, and so we don't really get a chance to chit chat as much. At the after fives, I think more, but the meetings, they're pretty military at NARI.
Yeah, they want pretty to get much things pretty done. Business.
Yeah,
I would agree.
And you are on the Tour of Remodeled Homes committee.
Yes.
And
yeah,
that,
just trying to, you know, you gotta, if you want your membership to work for you, you gotta become a part of it. So,
and I have to tell you, guys do a really good job with that. If folks aren't familiar with that, that's where you get to tour remodeled homes. What I love about that is there's no Photoshop involved.
Right,
you're going to see exactly what's going on, and you know, like I do, being on the committees at NARI and going through that stuff, it really changes your business acumen as well. It really changes the way you look at your business, the way you look at your clients, and kind of defines what's important.
I absolutely agree with that. I think it really gives you a focus, I think, you know, and it kind of pushes you to be better, in a sense.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. It's you know, we're the full-time guys. We're the guys that I think, you know, guys in the pickup trucks aspire to be someday, because of the organization and,
right,
and the way things are. Let's talk a little bit about the Dimension Design Build. Tell us about your company.
Well, so I've been doing this for, I guess, over 10 years now, and, you know, a little background on me. I got my architecture degree from UWM in 97, and came out of school as a, not actually wanting to be an architect, but I never thought the idea of sitting at a drafting table was all that appealing to me. I certainly had done it enough in the 4 years I was at school, but came out and started working as a project manager, and I really love that aspect of it because I still I got to be out in the field with the guys, not necessarily physically doing the work, but being a part of making projects go together and making a team work together, and probably did that for, gosh, 10, 15 years, and actually at, you know, some pretty big companies too, and some pretty high profile projects. But in the end, I wanted to kind of do it my own way, and that brought me in more of the residential sector and started doing the remodeling. And within the last 3 years, we've gotten into new home construction with a kind of a unique twist on it.
And we're going to talk about that in a couple minutes. But you know, you bring up some great points, David. One of the things is, you know, I always aspired to be an architect. I've always been fascinated with architecture, always been fascinated with buildings. You know, some people
just
get
like George Costanza, right?
Yeah, well, no. but I was, you know, one of my favorites is Frank Lloyd Wright, and I've toured his homes and looked at his history, which was a gray history, but. I was always fascinated with architecture, even as a little boy with Frank Lloyd Wright. And,
yeah, me too. We studied a lot of him in school, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a pretty amazing character. And if you go out to Taliesin and look at his work, you have to realize how long ago that was.
Yes.
So that kind of inspires, I think, guys like you and me. And, you know, whether it's a kitchen or a whole build, you know, my opinion is I always want to wow people with the drama of the room when they enter the room or when they walk up to the doorstep.
You want to make it an experience, memorable one.
And I think some people think that that's that's, you know, it's weird. I don't get it, but it is. It's people like you and I and a number of our industry peers that completely understand that when we talk about it. So getting out into the field and being able to do the physical work is huge. Now, one of the things that your company, and I learned this today, and I think we're going to have a real good conversation about this, because nobody's really talking about what really makes a home or a building unhealthy to live in. And you guys have kind of gone and focused on that in your remodeling projects and your buildings.
Yeah, well, and we think it's important. And I think people don't understand. You know, I think, well, and I'll say over the last 50 years, we as builders and designers have gotten really good about building homes that are energy efficient. Mm-hmm. And to the point where energy efficiency has also, you know, become a standard in the industry. But what we're finding out is that we're creating these boxes that are just become so tight, and now we're putting and we're coming up with all these new types of flooring, and you know, it's all this stuff actually has a lot of it has VOCs in it that are off gassing in our home, and it's creating really unhealthy air environments in our homes, and more so than I think most people realize. It was certainly more than I realized until about 3.5 years ago when I first started kind of learning about this.
Now, when you say VOC, define that.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem.
Volatile organic compounds.
Okay.
And
now, can I ask you a question? I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's an amazing amazing subject to me. Do you think there's a correlation between, I mean, one of the things that I think everybody, all the listeners out there, anybody in this room can agree on is that we all know somebody who's either fighting or has died from cancer.
Yeah.
Now, when I was a young boy, cancer was we heard of people dying of cancer, but like now it's just normal. Do you think that there's a connection?
Yeah, well, I think there is. And I also think there's a connection with just talking about people with asthmas and allergies.
It's rampant.
Yeah.
It's rampant.
And there's a reason for that. I think we're starting to realize that, I think as a society, as people, we're becoming more aware of what we're eating, how it affects us, and also the air that we're breathing, the water we're drinking. And if you think about how much time that we spend indoors, I mean, just in our own homes, you know, if you're getting a good night's sleep, you're sleeping 8 hours.
Yeah.
You know, I think that the statistics say that we spend about 93% of our lives indoors. And
well, and just, the millennials, it's probably
number.
More than that.
And it very well could. Yeah, you are right about that, because they're not getting outside and playing as much as they as much as we used to when
right,
we were kids.
No.
But
they don't even know what a Ford is.
Yeah, right. But it's just, I think we're really now just starting to understand what that's doing to us. And you talk about people with cancer and asthma and allergy. It seems like, I don't know if we're just becoming more aware of it or
it's
actually
probably
is
both.
Getting worse.
It's probably both. And, you know, as we look at deforestation and we look at all of the issues with organic, you know, you look at granite and the difficulty to mine it. You look at wood floors and the difficulty to find the timber to do it. Well, now, LVP and plastic countertops are one of the options that homeowners can make. And I think that although it's good to have a lot of choices, you need to kind of understand what those choices, what's that's going to have long term. Another big thing has been the radon thing, which I think more and more people now realize that this is the real thing.
Yeah, well, and you know, a lot of home builders out there say we build healthy homes, and what they mean is they put radon systems in, and that's a start, but there's a lot more layers to this that we have identified, and, you know, we're now starting to address. And you brought up, you know, granite. Granite's great, except you got to seal it. You got to seal it with a bunch of chemicals, and I don't know what they tell you. You're supposed to reseal it every year or so.
Well, I think everybody has a little bit different story depending on what kind of sealer you're using. You know, there's spray sealers, there's brush-on sealers, there's all kinds of different things.
Right.
You know, I was just always taught as a kid that you don't lay anything on a countertop. It's just not something you do. But I think people do that. They roll out dough. They do things like that. And you're right. When you put a sealer on that, is that going to come back?
Well, and eventually, I think little by little. I mean, so they say you got to reseal it. Well, where's it going?
Yeah.
Little by little, it's wearing away, and, you know, it's in our food prep area.
Well, it's like
the
Teflon pans, the same thing. Right. You know, the Teflon pans were great because nothing stuck to them, but you were eating Teflon. And that...
Right. Well, and we're going to talk about a lot of different things here, but it's not like any one thing is going to kill you.
It's
the combination of all this stuff, and it really, it's amazing how it adds up in a home.
So you have taken this, this is kind of a niche. It's a new thing, and I think it's a good thing. What kind of practices does Dimension Design Build Remodel use on new home construction or remodeling projects that are considered healthy?
Well, there's a lot of layers of that, but I think it really, so we are a design build firm, meaning we take the project from the design phase all the way through to when we hand the keys over to the customer. And there are other design build firms out there, but not everybody is a design build firm. I mean, there's different models to doing that. You can have hire an architect, and then we'll also hire a GC, and, you know, there's just different models. We are a kind of a one-stop shop. Now, as far as what we do to start that process, it starts in the design phase, because there are elements of a home that you need to talk about, from finishes to HVAC units, that will greatly impact how healthy a home is. We also need to understand our customers too, because actually their customers have different needs just like anything else. Sure. Some families have asthma allergy problems. Some are cancer survivors and maybe, you know, they need certain environments to help themselves heal. Some are just, you know, we're into more of a healthy lifestyle, and, you know, that goes back to kind of the food we eat, and that I think everybody's just becoming more aware of that. But it starts in the design phase, and it starts with picking, one, understanding what our clients' needs are, and then, because it's not a one-size-fits-all, there's different, actually, levels to what we do as far as it comes to new home construction. And
can I put you on the spot for a minute?
You can, yeah.
If you were going to, now obviously you, David, being into this, you're a certified remodeler, you have a CAPS certification as well. When you think about the perfect healthy home, and I know that the listeners are thinking this, because it's kind of like building green, it's kind of like all of this stuff. The $1 million question is, how much more is it going to cost? Right?
Well, isn't that it is a $1 million question, because we actually we built a home in the Prada Homes last year, which pretty much there wasn't too many things that we didn't do in it to create a healthy home. And it's like there were a few more things we could have done, but the home is $1 million home.
Okay.
So it's funny you call it the $1 million question.
It is going to cost you more.
Well, see, I always say, people, so we got to figure out what's the baseline we're comparing it to. If you're the customer that, hey, I want to build a home with vinyl siding, vinyl flooring, carpet, laminate countertops, if you're comparing it to, if that's your baseline, yes, it will cost more. But let's say that you're the customer that was going to put in quartz countertops and a mid-grade cabinet, and you know, maybe you're asthma allergy people and you understand that, hard flooring is the way to go and we don't do carpet, then the baseline is going to be different.
It may or may not. It's not something that we can just answer right away.
Correct.
But let's take a short break, Dave. When we come back, I want to explore this some more, because this is really interesting to me. It's a new subject.
It really is.
And I think you guys are probably one of the pioneers in our
area. We are. Right. Yeah,
awesome.
Thanks.
All right. News Talk 1130 WISN.
49.
News Talk 1130 WISN Milwaukee.
News Talk 1130 WISN returning from break. Nick, the construction guru. Listen, if you're thinking about a remodeling project, I always say you should get a few opinions. Make one of those ours. We'd love to come out, talk to you about your project. We do kitchens, bathrooms, rec rooms, exterior remodels, and additions. So give us a call at 262-567-2500 or reach us on the World Wide Web at KersnerInc.com. At Kersner, we treat your home as if it were our own. If you're just tuning in, I have what we said, new meat, like Cool Hand Luke today. I have David Kelly from Dimension Design Build Remodel with a unique perspective. And quite honestly, I guess we all think about health, But you guys have really kind of put that at the forefront of your building and remodeling by using certain materials and practices that would yield a more healthy environment. One of the things that you talked about, David, in the first one was that under the guise of energy efficiency, we have been consistently tightening up our homes. Another thing that we could bring up is appliances are throwing more and more moisture into the environment that we're in. So that this is a great environment for spores and things to grow. And if you have materials in the house that are conducive to that kind of pollution.
Yes.
Let's say it is pollution.
Well, it really is.
And so what you guys have done is really kind of said, okay, energy efficiency is important, obviously, but let's talk about the health. And we talked in the first segment about the increasing, evidence of cancer. Not saying that that's what's causing it, but it's certainly something that you could logically make the jump and say, hey, you know, with everything that we're living and everything we're eating, we're seeing more and more of it. You also brought up the point that maybe we're getting better at diagnosing it.
Right.
I don't know, but the big question is it worth taking a chance if you have the choice between a couple different materials? Which way do you want to go? Let's continue that discussion a little bit. What building materials, now when you talk about it, are considered to be healthy? What are you guys thinking?
Right. Well, we should do this. So we did a parade home last year that, like I said, was the antithesis of all this combined. And people walked in there.
I'm going to have to get out a dictionary. I'm just kidding.
That's the only big word I'm going to use here. So, so people walked into that parade home last year, and it's located in Sussex. We still have as a model. We did most of the tricks of the trade to create a healthy home. So you'll go in our home, and you will not see any carpeting in there. Some people walk in and go, "How can you not put carpet in a home?"
You know what I'm thinking? Thinking about when you clean, even if you take Abyssal. I'm not talking about getting the big guys in. I'm talking you do it yourself. Think of the water when you dump it out.
Right.
It looks like mud. You're absolutely right. It's just a
carpet.
It's
sponge on the floor that just collects all the bad stuff we bring into the home.
And when you first get your carpeting, everybody takes off their shoes. But after about 3 weeks, that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, right. Shoe rule's gone.
Yeah.
But so we actually, in all of our bedrooms, we went with cork floor.
And natural material.
It's a natural material. It doesn't off gas. It doesn't have any chemicals to seal it. It surprisingly is soft on the feet and has a warmth to it. It's, you know, not like carpet, but it also isn't like a hard tile floor. So people with asthma, allergies, love that because it not only, and it's a pretty durable product, but it's easy to clean.
Hey, let me ask you a question, and this is seriously. You know how sometimes you walk into a new house or you get into a new car, there's that smell, right?
Yep.
It's that new car smell. It's a good thing.
Some people, well.
Now, when you walk in, because I haven't had the opportunity, and I would love to have the opportunity to walk through this house you're talking about. When you walk in there, is there a notable difference in the odor of the house with natural materials?
Yep. You don't smell anything.
You don't smell anything. So there is really no identification. You know, it's not like you smell the new carpet or you smell the new, you know, remember when they used to print on the mimeographs when we were kids, that blue ink, how good that would smell. It was a chemical smell.
Yeah, people think that's a great smell,
yes.
And it's not.
Right, I know, but that's what happened. You know, you walk
that's
in, you got
VOCs.
New varnished cabinets, you got new varnish, and you got this, and it's not a dirty smell, and it's not a bad smell. But when you walk into that, this is what I'm thinking about because I'm kind of new to this healthy stuff. When you bring this up, I think about, okay, when you walk in there, what's your first impression? Because it's like if you walk into a clean hotel room, you have that good smell. You know what I mean? It's,
right.
It's the same thing. So what you're saying is there's an absence of all of that.
Absence of smell. And what I always tell people is, and like I said, we built a home that is most people can't afford, and we get that, but we really wanted to show off everything we could do. And it gets into floor finishes. It actually gets into cabinets, countertops, paint, and then it even gets into rough finishes. Like we're talking about, we can get into floor trusses and different materials that we use just to build the shell. It gets into insulation
because
and then,
the glues and all of that, right?
Yeah, all that. Again, all that. It's not any one thing that does it. It's the combined.
It's like a chemical soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, and people walk in this home and go, "I love your home. but I can't afford this. And we get that. So, you know, we actually created a kind of a tier system. So we kind of got a base level of what we do. We got a kind of we call our asthma allergy series, and then we call it our healthy living series. And there are different price points to that. But the one we did out in Sussex was the kind of like the let's just about do everything we can. I mean, it even gets into the kind of water piping that we use for our water in our home. It also gets into, you know, we actually have a pretty advanced water filtration system in there. So we can talk about, you know, water coming in our homes. So it's not just the air, it's the water. But I always
tell it's people, not just a structure, it's right. The outside stuff that we're bringing in, too.
So, exactly. Yeah. So it's about taking that whole, in what the design team looks at this, and everybody has, there's people out there that have sensitivities to formaldehyde. Well, if we're going to build a home for them, we got to get rid of all the formaldehyde in the house.
Well, you know, I've had a number of instances where people called on industry professionals to come in and do inspections, and you know, if you're not allergic to that kind of stuff, you really can't appreciate what the people go through. Mm-hmm. But you know, I've talked to people. We worked on one house on Lake Michigan, literally aggravated the mother's colitis. And it was because of the materials that were used, and I don't think anybody even knew.
No, because it affects people differently.
Right.
People have, you know, just like people have allergies to certain things. You know, it's everybody's different.
Yeah. So it's something that I think it's gonna grow much bigger as time goes on.
Yeah, it is.
And you know, when you talk about the additional cost, and obviously we've established that there is going to be an additional cost to build a healthy environment. Okay, but it's cheaper than chemo.
It is.
It really is.
And we always say people, when it's good enough, because that'll be a different answer for different people.
Now, let me ask you this, and I'm not a big proponent of government intervention, but do you see the government getting more and more involved with healthy living, too?
I do.
I mean, with the lead law, it's probably the first cutting-edge thing, right?
Lead, and I do.
Sorry to interrupt you, but that was reactive.
Normally how our government is.
But you guys are being proactive with what you're doing, and bring this to the forefront, and it's amazing. So,
we think it is. I mean, it's not just we're not just doing it because we think it's cool. We think it's
people
it's
don't
important.
Think about
well,
it,
and people don't. I mean, people walk in our home, and you know, we sit there and we go, "Hey, we built a home that's healthier to live in." They just kind of look at you, "Huh? What do you mean? You're telling me my home's not healthy to live in?"
Right.
So.
So this is I don't want to call this a trend. I think it's more than a trend. I think you're going to start to lay some groundwork for some minimum standards in the future. But what trends are you seeing now as a design build remodeler out there? What's happening? Like one of the things I heard the other day is that Subway tile has been very popular, but they're saying it's going to be identified as the teens in the 2000s that, you know, get away from that. What other trends
are
you
seeing? I think there certainly is a trend, and you even see it in big box stores and whatnot, and, you know, the food that we're eating. And there's a trend towards healthier, I think, in the bigger picture. So I think people are starting to understand that in some of the building products we use to build our homes, but, you know, we're always a little... I think more on the East Coast and the West Coast, they're a little more into it than we are here. But I think, you know, we're also looking at if we can go kind of past the healthy part of it, more from a design standpoint, we're seeing, I think white cabinets, you've seen a lot of white cabinets over the years, and I think in the kitchen, the white cabinets are kind of starting to, it's still the most popular color for the kitchen.
You know, I'm laughing because I'm thinking about, okay, remember when I how many kids were in your family?
Three.
Okay, so think about your dad and you three kids. White cabinets? Think about that.
Right.
I mean, I had Twinkie stuff on my hands, ketchup. I mean, really?
Wasn't everything stained off back then?
Yes. But it still is.
Right.
I mean, look at Wisconsin. That's still the Oak State. We talked about that the other day. But the reality of it is white cabinets are cool if you're in a pristine environment.
Right.
So when my customers gravitate toward that, I always say, let's do a living finish. Let's do more of a white distressed finish, because when it gets chipped up and banged up in that pristine white, it's not going to look good.
Right. Well, and we're doing a pretty big job in Tulsa, which is a big addition, kitchen remodel, and we kind of talked their customers, kind of steered them away. So we're going to more of a gray tone cabinet, but we're actually also mixing in some wood tones in there too, which is kind of cool. And I think it's become a little more popular to do that. A lot the islands kind of treating that as its own,
like a furniture.
A piece of furniture.
Yeah.
But we compromised and went with white cabinets in the laundry room. So we still got the white in there somewhere.
Well, that makes sense in there. You're not preparing food and things like that. I mean, I'm just saying that today's family usually have two working people. It's tough to keep up with all that.
Oh yeah.
So if you have a really pristine white cabinet, you're going to want to keep it that way, which means you're going to be wiping it every day. In a laundry room,
especially when you got the kids.
Yeah. So
anything like my kids, they're not gentle with stuff.
Yeah.
But I think, in we talk about bathrooms, I think we, you and I have both taken out a lot of those Olympic-size tubs they put in the 80s.
Yeah.
But I think they're kind of going back. You've seen a lot of the freestanding tubs in the
bathrooms.
You're
talking about big whirlpool tubs.
Yeah. So... Yeah, though we've ripped a lot of those out, but I think they still like those kind of whether it's a clawfoot or just a freestanding tub in a lot of the master baths. We're seeing that be kind of popular in the master bath situation.
Yeah,
showers with no glass, no doors.
Yep,
that's becoming more popular.
Well, let's face it, there's another one. The glass doors are beautiful. They are beautiful. They showcase the tile.
Tough to
clean.
Then
they get that calcium on there, and it's over. Yep. And the guy says to me that he bought a house from the 80s, and he had the bubble bath in there. And he says, I don't know why all the houses had this. He says, hell, when I was growing up, I was a kid, we farted in the bathtub before we wanted bubbles. That's what he said to me. I was laughing at him. It was hilarious. Let's give out your information again here, David, because you guys are bringing some. This is a pioneer move here in Wisconsin, I know.
Yeah.
Because I'm in tune with most of the people at NARI, and you know what? I don't know anybody else that's really.
Well, and we bring this to our remodeling sector, too. I mean, we build new homes, but we, when you're only, you only have a foot. People aren't necessarily reminding their entire home, so there's only so much we can do with what we're working with, but
something's still better than nothing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
But our website is dimension-dbr.com and phone number 262-402-6602. Our parade model is open every Sunday from 1 to 4 out in Sussex, so if you want to see, and we only touched upon a little bit of what we actually did do, but there's many layers to this, and we'd love to just show you a real live version of what we did.
Yeah, if you want to see what these guys do as far as it's beautiful architecture too, but as far as the health stuff, get in contact with Dimension Design Build Remodel, and is this by appointment? You get out there, or is it?
It can be by appointment. We absolutely will do private tours for anybody that wants to when at a time that works. But we, as of right now, we still have the model home until we sell it. We're going to have it open at the very least every Sunday from 1 to 4.
Even if you're considering a remodel, this would be a good thing to come and look at, because
you can
compare what healthy materials look like as opposed to, I don't want to say unhealthy, but let's say not healthy conscious
Correct.
Materials. So and I think you'll find that that they're compatible for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
With taste. So hey, thanks for coming in on a Sunday and spending some time with the guru. I'm glad this is our virgin tour here.
Has been a lot of fun. I really appreciate
it. Awesome. Thanks. All right, News Talk 1130 to BSN. We will talk again.